Kelly, yeah. Who do we have up next?
We've got our next guest on the line, Stuart Sherman. He is a tax lawyer out in Broomfield Hills. He runs a number of tax outfits, but taxresolve.net. And he's got some thoughts on the government shutdown and what that means for folks who might be looking for guidance from the IRS. And, is this
good luck with that shutdown or not shutdown?
Yeah. Stuart Sherman, welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning.
Stuart, I got one question. Will there be fewer audits because of this shutdown?
Well, right now the IRS has postponed all audits.
Yes.
Well, that's good news.
They're not doing that. The collection unit has basically shut down right now. The only thing going on is the automated collection system is still sending out those wonderful love letters they send out.
they're not going to stop that. So what's the practical impact of not? So the IRS workers aren't on the job, right?
Exactly.
What's the practical impact of that?
Well, it means taxpayers have been unable to call in to seek guidance from the IRS on various issues. And there are a lot of people who have questions. I know that I've been fielding probably half a dozen questions or more a day from people who just say they can't reach the IRS and they're trying to figure out what to do on their return. What do they do?
Well, they got a little bit of time between now and April 15th.
They do, but these are people who want to file right at the beginning to start getting their refunds as quickly as possible. So the IRS is going to start accepting returns on January 28th.
Huh. Is there anyone there to actually accept them then?
Well, that's what the IRS... The IRS has enacted a plan, and it called back people to process these returns. They are going to be processing both the receipt of payments and the... tax refunds. So people will be able to get their tax refunds when they file their returns. It may take a little longer, but they're going to get them.
Do you think that the audits, Stuart Sherman, are going to be coming just delayed, that people who might not able to have their questions answered, that they might file anyway, and then the IRS might come after them? Or do you think that it's more likely that the IRS just kind of glosses over this year and doesn't pursue, giant question marks on some individuals' returns as a result of the shutdown?
I still expect the audits to eventually return. They're going to be looking for accurate returns. They're still going to be doing the checking that they've done in the past to make sure your income matches. So I don't expect that there's going to be a further reduction in audits. Those are already substantially down, but we are seeing some.
What are you telling people when they call, Stuart?
Well, I'm trying to tell them that they still have to file their returns. If I can answer their questions easily, I absolutely do. Rather than having them wait and worry that they don't know what's going to happen. And one of the most important things is to get those returns in.
Yeah, you still got to follow the law.
The deadlines don't change, right? I mean,
the deadlines have not changed, and I don't expect them to change.
What issues?
They'll have April 15th.
Okay, so Stuart, let's switch subjects just a little and talk about the tax reform bill that passed in December of 2017, right? Changed tax law. What surprises are in store for filers this year because of those tax changes?
Well, they're going to find that a number of deductions that they've taken in the past are not going to apply any longer. They no longer have personal exemptions.
That's because the rate went down, right?
Well, standard deduction went up.
That's because the standard deduction went up. And tax rates went down, right?
Tax rates did go down. What I'm finding is, I wouldn't say it was revenue neutral. I'm seeing a lot of people that their taxes went down a little bit, but I'm also seeing people whose taxes went up.
Substantially?
Especially those that were itemizing before had large property tax deductions or state income tax and sales tax deductions, things like that.
Yeah.
What about charitable deductions? The charitable deductions weren't affected in the sense that they're still deductible. The problem now is with the standard deduction being so high that
What is the standard deduction under the new law for an individual?
I knew you were going to ask that. It's a little over $24,000, and I don't have the exact number with me.
For an individual?
For a married couple.
So if you can't get your deducts...
What I'll do is I'll double check that as we're talking.
So if you can't get your deducts over $24,000, you're probably better off, or you're going to have to just file a simple return, and perhaps perhaps have a bigger tax bill than you expected.
Exactly. And standard deduction for a married couple is $24,000. For an individual or married filing separately, it's $12,000 this year.
Okay, so that's substantially higher than in years past.
Substantially, it's almost double where it was.
So it should make your tax prep a lot simpler.
It definitely should. And for people that are earning less than that, it's going to put them in a position where they may not even have to file a return. But they may want to if they had tax withholdings.
Well, there you go.
And so are there going to be any other surprises people on when they file their taxes who weren't paying attention to all the changes in the laws? Are there things could still do?
At this point, one of the biggest surprises people are getting is that they're under withheld. Because of the changes in the law, they're actually going to find that they're going to owe money at the end of the year instead of getting their usual refunds.
But, Stuart, isn't it better?
Why are they under withheld, Stuart? What happened?
There was a change in the withholding table during the course of the year.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people did not double check to see if the withholding still worked for them. They may have, for example, let's say they had a large mortgage payment or, again, the property taxes or the state income tax, and they took that into account and were taking a larger number of deductions on as far as withholdings go that may not work under the new system.
But if you were taking just your legitimate deductions, one for you, one for each dependent, should you be okay?
You should be. But again, each person is going to be—it's going to affect everyone a little differently.
Jim, isn't it better to have to owe the IRS money than to get a refund in the mail? I know everybody loves the refund; they all plan on spending it. You know, I'm going to buy a TV this year, whatever. Isn't it better to owe the IRS money at the end of the year?
Absolutely. That's always my preference when I plan for a client. I figure that I always ask them, when's the last time the IRS gave you an interest-free loan?
Yeah, exactly.
But still, there's nothing I hate worse than writing a check to the government.
But isn't that...
I know philosophically and for practical purposes, that's true. But when I have to write that check to the government after all I've already paid, it just pisses me off. You know, I pay so much in taxes. And feel like the return on that investment is so low. I want, like a soldier on my porch all the time. Somebody to come by from the government and shovel my snow.
Stuart Sherman, we've got to get to a break here with TaxResolve.net. Appreciate your time this morning. Stuart Sherman from here in Bloomfield Hills, tax attorney. Thanks for coming on.
We got to get to a break.